Canada Day a time to reflect on identity, progress, and national challenges. Next Monday, Canada will be celebrating its 157th birthday. This anniversary reminds us that a federation of colonies in British North America, New Brunswick, Nova Scotia, Quebec, and Ontario, joined together to become the Dominion of Canada on July 1, 1867. A lot can happen in 157 years in the life of a country, and a lot did happen over that period as the country worked its way towards a true sense of national sovereignty and identity. Such a process can only be observed, understood, and felt slowly over time. It has to be, because acquiring a national identity is an ongoing process, never reaching an endpoint, evolving as the population changes and new ideas and cultures are added to the national mix. For new and not so new Canadians, like the Caribbean Camera constituency, who came to Canada for a better life, the experience has generally not been disappointing. They found a level of personal freedom that was not necessarily easy to find in their home countries. Their adopted country also offered greater material choices, food security, a warm home, and whatever gadgets or appliances made life a lot easier. Even though there are other aspects of Canada to consider, satisfying the basic needs of living has always been the primary human requirement, wherever people live. Putting material concerns aside, this 157th year of Confederation necessitates a nationwide discussion to tackle these crucial questions. What defines us? What are our guiding principles? The official text speaks of freedom of conscience and religion, freedom of thought, belief, opinion, and expression, including freedom of the press and other media of communication, freedom of peaceful assembly, and freedom of association. To that has been added the boast of a commitment to peacekeeping and material and political generosity to those less fortunate countries. The urgency of answering the question, who are we, cannot be overstated in light of what came to pass in May 2021 and how Canada has been behaving ever since. Of course, we speak of the discovery of the remains of 215 Indigenous children in unmarked graves on the grounds of a residential school in Kamloops, British Columbia, in 2021, and the choices that Canada has made in the international arena. In both cases, Canada's history as a settler nation has been rudely exposed. The corpses of the Indigenous people that lay buried and out of sight have sprouted, while in the face of a clear and ongoing genocide being committed by Israel, a fellow settler nation, Canada offers a strong defense of an atrocity that has killed at least 40,000 people and counting. Add the unquestioning loyalty to the USA, another settler nation, plus the country's protection of Canadian mining companies ravaging developing nations, and we have a country whose true nature does not square with how it sees itself. Every time they act this way, they insult the First Nations and new Canadians like Caribbean Camera readers, whose ancestors were also abused by white European settlers. This Canada Day, our country must take the opportunity to truly repair the damage that the settlers brought to the Indigenous peoples, withdraw their empathy from fellow settler nations, and exorcise the settler demon still haunting those who run the country. If you're finding Canada Day challenging this year, understand that questioning and aspiring for improvement are ingrained in our Canadian identity. Whether in moments of quiet reflection or lively celebrations, both contribute to shaping a more just and inclusive nation that strives to fulfill its ideals for everyone. Amid these complexities, it's crucial to recognize our faults and pledge to enact substantial reforms. This embodies the essence of being Canadian, a perpetual quest towards a fairer and more empathetic society.